poll, half support arresting and deporting millions of illegal immigrants. By Hannah Knudsen on February 4, 2025. Half support arresting and deporting millions of illegal immigrants, according to the latest weekly survey from The Economist/YouGov. The survey asked respondents if they agree with the Trump administration policy of arresting and deporting millions of illegals, and overall, half at least somewhat support it. Of those who support it, 36% strongly support it and 14% somewhat support it. One quarter strongly oppose, while 15% somewhat oppose. Another 9% remain unsure. Watch, Tom Homan, we're going to save lives, shame on local officials who try to stop deportations. Opinions are sharply divided on party lines, as 88% of Republicans at least somewhat support it. Of those, 71% strongly support arresting and deporting millions of illegal immigrants, while 76% of Democrats expressed opposition. A plurality of independents, 45%, support the policy, while 40% oppose. Another 15% remain unsure. The survey was taken January 26 to 28. Among 1,577 adult citizens. It has a +/+3.2% margin of error. It comes as deportations are underway, with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents in Boston arresting several criminal illegal aliens, including members of MS-13. In one 33-hour period under the Trump administration's first week in office, ICE arrested more than 460 illegal immigrants, including those accused of sexual assault, aggravated assault, drugs and weapons offenses, domestic violence, and more. As Breitbart News detailed, agents arrested nationals from a slew of countries, including Afghanistan, Angola, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, Nicaragua, Senegal, and Venezuela, according to the report. Arrests took place across the U.S. including Illinois, Utah, California, Minnesota, New York, Florida, and Maryland. ICE also issued more than 420 detainers, requests ICE be notified when a national is released from custody, the report continues. Those nationals were arrested for violent crimes like sexual assault, kidnapping, homicide, battery, and robbery. Watch, Guantanamo Bay will be open to full capacity to detain high-priority criminal illegals. Speaking to Breitbart News Daily, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, described the arrests and deportations as nothing short of spectacular. We have Marines on our southern border. We are seeing Border Patrol agents and ICE actually enforce the law. We have seen thousands upon thousands of criminal illegal aliens apprehended, arrested, and are now being deported. But what is striking is that means we knew where they were, he continued. We knew where the murderers were. We knew where the rapists were. We knew where the child molesters were. We knew where the gangbangers were, but for 4 years we didn't apprehend them. Why? Because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrats didn't want to apprehend them. And I am very grateful that President Trump is following through on the mandate that came from the election in November.